And welcome to an open phone day on the talk show. Colin Leddy is across the console. We're talking about anything and everything. And again, the big news, world news. Finland has announced, and their prime minister and president both say they want to be in NATO as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Russia reacted angrily and said it would have to retaliate. Russia's made many threats. Sweden and Finland have still moved closer and closer to joining. Russia again tried to warn Finland against joining NATO as the northern European state moves ever closer to joining the alliance.
Yeah, because Russia's last incursion into Finland worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Well, yes. I think that was in a winter excursion, if I'm correct. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that Finland joining is definitely a threat to Russia. Russia's foreign minister said in a Thursday statement that Russia will be forced to take retaliatory steps, both of a military, technical, and other nature, in order to stop the threats to its national security in this regard. I don't know. So what are they going to do? What do you think? What we're going to fire bombs? They're going to fire missiles at them now, or what?
Who knows?
I don't have any idea either. We're talking about Putin. He's the crazy man.
I think the real question would be, what would them joining NATO do to Russia's national security?
And really, why? What's the big deal? I think the fact is, I think that I don't think there's anybody that is saying.
Probably because, in essence, what they're saying is they're mad because they couldn't bully Finland into neutrality.
Well, and I think what you're seeing is, and let's face it, Putin is. He has some serious health issues, and he's got some serious mental issues. And
saying
I think
he's a few knives short of a full set.
I'm saying he's definitely, he lives in his own world, is what he does. He lives in his own world, and his own world is sort of like what you were saying. It's the old Soviet Union. He's the KGB guy. Why does he keep, what do you say? He keeps his right arm right by his side all the time just because he can.
That's how they train agents to walk in case they have to quick draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, people thought that walk indicated was like early signs of Parkinson's. No, that's just how he's always walked.
They don't keep their guns in the, you know, with a strap inside their
no,
suits.
No, that's a movie thing.
Okay.
They make inside the belt holsters.
Anyway, all right, let's see.
Which
what
are actually civilian legal if you're a concealed carry person, but that's a whole nother debate.
You know, and I think the other thing is, but the atrocities and the war crimes. I don't know. Does he have any? Do you think he has any concept of the fact that the war crimes that are being committed and how absolutely severe they are?
I see it one of two ways. Either he's kept in the dark about the actual situation, or he knows and doesn't care.
I'm going to guess he knows.
I'm guessing the latter is far more likely.
And the sanctions, these economic sanctions, well,
they're affecting Russia. They're not affecting him.
They're affecting Russia, but not him. No, he's...
And that's all that matters to him, but...
It's a little bit
what more can you do without actual military action, which is the thing that everyone's trying to avoid.
I know. And
the answer to that, to me, is everything we've already done and continue to do is the only real course without open conflict.
And the only thing I can say is, please, if you're Blinken, Anthony Blinken, or whatever.
Stick to the script.
Just stick to the script and keep your mouth shut for the most part. Will you please? We don't need to inflame the situation any worse.
Yeah, and stay. And for the love of all that's holy, stay off Twitter.
And Defense Secretary, you know, don't talk about how we're trying to weaken Russia. We may very well be, or that we've killed so many Russian generals, and we may very well have, or helped.
It helps to stay off Twitter, too.
And stay off Twitter, yes. Those are all things that are... Common sense is, what is it, loose lips sink ships? You remember that? You've heard that line before.
I've heard that before. Yeah. I don't remember
it. No, you don't. I don't remember it either. It was it goes back to World War II, anyway. 319-754-1490. Let's see. What else is going on? I said it before that I have personally a problem with protesters camping out in front of Supreme Court justices' homes.
I don't think you'd be alone in that regard, and there are definitely a lot of people who agree with you. Like, you should be allowed to protest. Absolutely, you should.
But not in front of somebody's home.
Well, I can kind of see both sides of this, but I agree that
the problem is
going to someone's private residence and protesting, it does seem like a step too far.
You want to protest, you can protest.
Not only is that very threatening to the person who lives there, but also there's a constant threat of escalation.
Well, and you have...
Because there's going to be at least one person in that crowd who's going to try and stir up something more drastic.
There's so much volatility in the entire issue of Roe v. Wade, and so many different... basically, it cuts the country in half in terms of what you believe. I think there is, we're talking... there seems to be... A great urge. We've got some of these states are looking at basically eliminating any possibility.
Some states are looking at making it a criminal charge to perform such a procedure.
You bet. They're actually trying to line up anybody who's involved, anyone who is involved in any way, shape, or form in helping to promote and or to perform an abortion would be considered guilty, or where would be considered to be liable for the event. Anyway, I have compassion on both sides, to the understanding that it's a great deal of stress for any woman to have to think about going through that. It certainly is. And it's not something should be, and it shouldn't be taken lightly.
No, it really shouldn't. And regardless of your feelings, you really have to have some level of empathy with the other side. But at the same time, it's a highly, the main crux of it is a very ambiguous moral issue. And you're going to get passion on both sides with issues such as that.
Anything
that's dealing with very strong morals,
you're
going to get people who are very,
very
set in their ways about it.
What is it? Mothers murdering their children or something like that. The language, that's language in itself is sort of...
Well, that's the thing. You have to have that sort... It's like every other argument. You have to have that one buzz phrase or that group of buzz phrases that gets people really... riled up about it.
And I think the other thing is that so what is the beginning of life? I think at the very basis or whatever, many people believe it is the first time that
the moment of conception,
the first separation of eggs.
Again, it's an issue with many people's different beliefs.
Yeah, I know.
Colliding with each other.
There's no doubt about that.
And that's why people are so passionate about it. It's because whether you're for or against abortion, you are on that side of the argument, and there's nobody who's going to change your mind.
All right. On the other side, let's see what else is going on. Okay, I don't think there's anybody that has to tell you inflation is raging.
No.
I don't think anybody.
Nobody has to tell you that.
I don't think anybody has to tell you the stock market has been a pretty rough.
Inconsistent would be the word I would use.
Yeah, it's been we've not had many up days on Wall Street the last few weeks. In fact, those of us who have, we're taking a look right now. Just see.
What are the latest numbers, Steve?
Well, I'm betting, okay, right now we're looking at the current situation. Wall Street right now is down 0.33%. It actually came back from being down, it was down a couple hundred points, but now it's not good, no matter what.
No, it's not.
And it hasn't been good, and it's continuing to lose money. Mm-hmm. And those people who have money and investments are continuing to lose that money. Now, one thing that we also...
Unless they saw the inflation bubble coming and decided to sell when they had the chance.
Well, and I think there's a certain... Well, I don't know if there is such a thing as being... You know, I think going into what the bond market seems to be doing well, the things that alternatives, we're going to see if inflation continues to rage, you'll see investments going out and going to other things, and you'll see CDs and that sort of thing. I don't think we're going to see a situation where we'll see the inflation that we saw back in the 70s and in the late 70s and early 80s.
Well, never say never, but...
I will not say never, ever. We're never saying never, but it will be one of those things. Yeah, and I think those of you that are listening, if you remember that, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday with city council members.
Yeah, you listen to some of the other spots. They talk about CNBC yesterday was talking about how people who invested in cryptocurrency are pretty much in the hole.
Underwater is what I think I've heard.
That was the phrase used, was underwater.
Underwater, yeah. And,
you want to talk about a major speculator market, that is cryptocurrency in a nutshell.
Well, and, yeah, cryptocurrency is, when it's hot, it can be very hot.
But when it's cold, it's not. It is.
It's not.
Very not.
Like a baseball team streak, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is a Thursday. We're talking about anything and everything. The CNH strike continues. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering just how...
Anybody down there is listening, feel free.
I think that's something I think, the fact that there seems to be... This does not seem to be very at all like the John Deere strike that took place up in Waterloo,
does it?
It, that was one where there was continual negotiations, and I'm not aware of strike breakers or quote-unquote... replacement workers filling in.
To use the neutral term.
Yeah, exactly. there are some other terms that we can't, that I will not use, but... It's a name called by the...
You don't want to use the word scab, do you?
I don't really like... I hate that word, and I guess maybe that's because... And that's, yeah, I mean... It's a little bit like, but I understand, hey...
there's a lot of frustration there, and you get it. You're fighting for your job rights, and all of a sudden you see somebody walking in coming to take it, or just fill your spot.
Nobody's walking in. They're driving in.
I know.
I know what you mean, but they're... Well, I'm saying it specifically because that's what they're doing. They're using these extended white vans that are picking up workers at all of these places.
I know, I've seen that. I was saying walking as a figure of speech, but...
But in that, and why are they doing that? To lessen and minimize confrontation. If somebody was parking their car and getting out and...
Which, if you're a business trying to beef up your side in contract negotiations, you really want as little confrontation as possible.
Exactly.
Because if you're a large business, what is the goal? I'm just going to break it down here. What is the goal of any business?
To make money.
And once you start making money, do you want that money to stop coming in?
No.
No, you want the money to keep rolling with little to no bumps in the road.
I do understand it.
That's just the nature of business in this country.
You know, business has been... We were talking about that as well yesterday with city council members. We had Matt Rinker and Bob Kreitzer, Robert Kreitzer, with us talking about the fact that, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what is the biggest crisis in the country right now? Baby food. Have you seen that?
The baby formula thing?
Baby formula thing, yeah.
I have.
It's now...
It's getting really hard.
And the
FDA recommends that you stay away from two things. One, don't water it down to stretch it. And two, do not use any DIY recipes you find online.
Right.
Don't do that.
It's bedeviling but it's like so many other things. We've got gas prices. They're on their way back up again.
Mm-hmm.
We've got gas prices surging higher. Food prices, you're buying meat, anything you're buying, any meat product that you're buying is much higher now than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what are the highest things up there out there right now? I mean, is it across the board, would you say?
I would say it's across the board, but it's not exactly the same for everything.
Yeah. Depends on what you're looking to get. Yeah.
Certain things are still the same price.
Yeah.
For the most part, maybe a couple cents higher or lower, but
you know, I think we got used to the fact that inflation was pretty much basic. We had deflation. We had actually deflation for a while there, where we had the cost of living kept going down instead of going up.
And then it went back up again.
One of the things we also talked about yesterday was that we are seeing the situation in the states where there's been dramatic increases in rents. And outrageous, very large increases in the cost of houses.
Uh-huh.
California is one of them. Colorado is another one. But what is happening is that we have another factor going on, and that is the work from home. People got used to being able to work from home wherever they were. So you could work for a major corporation and live in Burlington, Iowa.
Yeah.
Where the cost of living is still a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, and thus nobody's really renting in a lot of these high-traffic areas, and thus the people who are living there have to be charged more rent so the landlords can make a profit.
Well, and the fact that you don't have office workers filling up these office buildings.
That's another part of it.
You don't have the office.
Those places are often rented, too.
Well, what you also have is you have yeah, they were. But what you've got now is companies that would be occupying two or three floors of a main office building in downtown Chicago. They don't need that anymore.
Nope.
All right. 319-754-1490. What's on your mind today? The fact that we had this, the Roe v. Wade, it was a leaker. I mean, and it makes me
wonder.
It was
a leak.
A leak. It makes me wonder who would, on such a volatile issue, what would be, I'm thinking, you know, that seems to be something that would be, well, one, it would seem to be something that would be a prosecutable offense.
The genesis of this was that somehow it got leaked to the website Politico, who found it and published it, and once it got out into the world,
Yeah. Obviously
the intention was made clear. So whether or not someone can be punished for it, I guess we don't know, because if the person leaked it anonymously and is careful enough, we'll never find out who it was.
I guess so. Anyway, 319-754-1490. What is on your mind today? We'll talk about anything and everything, local and national and state. We'll talk a little bit about the legislature. They're still in overtime, aren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. And
primary elections coming up.
Primary elections are coming up as well. We've got all of that on the plate.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Y'all ready?
At some point, people just got to move on, dude. I get it. It was a fascinating story that Sean Payton and Tom Brady might pair up together to go to Miami. Like, what am I missing here?
I think you're missing the fact that we have a society now that buys into that.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
I think we're in a time loop.
Because we get White Hot Ranch nacho fries every day at Taco Bell?
Yeah, every day is the same. Watch this. Bite, yell, honk.
We're living in a time loop.
Feast on the new White Hot Ranch Nacho Fries day after day. Grilled steak loaded on seasoned fries topped with warm nacho cheese sauce and the new White Hot Ranch.
Same bite.
Different day.
Here comes the bong sound.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation which vary.
Farming has a remarkable past, full of legacy and tradition. But it also has a very promising future. future based on higher demand, higher capabilities. And the way forward to that future will be led by the brave, the courageous, the trailblazers. At Morning Sun Farm Implement, we also have a wonderful history. Formed by a group of local farmers in 1989, we've never forgotten where we came from and who we're honored to serve. So today, we're giving farmers a new option to build their future. The Fendt line of agricultural equipment delivers the perfect blend of brains and brawn to help achieve what our forefathers would find incredible. So whether your farm is Massey Red or Fendt Green, Morning Sun Farm Implement will have the equipment to keep your operation running at its very best, so the future of your farm can be every bit as great as its past.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Des Moines County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Burlington man for multiple counts of burglary. On Sunday at about 6:40 p.m., Des Moines County deputies were dispatched to 17652 Highway 99 for a suspicious vehicle parked on the property. Deputies were advised that it appeared that someone had been cutting copper wire at the residence. Upon arrival, deputies searched the area and located a male subject hiding in the brush to the north of the residence. The male subject was given verbal commands to come out, and he ran from deputies through a field. Before being detained, he was identified as 46-year-old Jens Millard of Burlington. Deputies learned that Millard had entered the residence as well as farm buildings and grain bins on the property in search of copper wire that he could scrap. Deputies learned that Millard had cut copper wire from the buildings and grain bins with bolt cutters. Millard was arrested for four counts of third-degree burglary, possession of burglary tools, and interference with official acts. A Cedar Rapids man has been sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to a lesser charge for the shooting death of another teen during a botched robbery. Court records show that 20-year-old Kyler Carson pleaded guilty Tuesday to assault and other counts and was sentenced to 3 years probation. He must also pay $150,000 in restitution to the family of 18-year-old Andrew Gaston. Prosecutors say Carson was 16 when he fatally shot Gaston and injured Gaston's cousin, Tyrell Gaston, when the Gastons ambushed Carson during a drug deal in an effort to rob Carson of marijuana. The Illinois Supreme Court has appointed its first black woman justice to replace the retiring Justice Rita Garman. Justice Lisa Holder White, who currently sits on the 4th District Illinois Appellate Court, will fill the seat in July. Holder White will serve until the 2024 election. In a statement, the 54-year-old Holder White called the appointment the honor of a lifetime and thanked Garman and the rest of the court for their confidence. Holder White has served in the judiciary for more than two decades. She became the Illinois Appellate Court's first black woman justice in 2013. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Wholesale inflation is high, just short of last month's record.
The producer price index rose 11% in the year ending in April. It's a slight decline from the March reading of 11.5%. The month-over-month increase from March to April was 0.5%.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Finland is expected to apply for acceptance into NATO and be approved.
Finland's neighbor, Sweden, is expected to decide on joining NATO in the coming days. Finland shares an 830-mile land border with Russia, who has previously warned of, quote, military and political repercussions if Finland and Sweden join NATO. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, both countries have been weighing whether to abandon their decades-long position of neutrality and join the alliance.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A $197 million settlement's agreed to with families of the 98 people killed in last year's condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A steamy May day. A heat advisory 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mostly sunny today. A high up to 94 degrees. Heat index values up to 100 or more. South winds gusting to 20. Mostly clear tonight. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm overnight. Look for a low down to 70. We'll see south winds gusting to 20. Mostly sunny Friday. A 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. A high to 87. Showers and thunderstorms, 80% likely Friday night. Low to 64. Right now, mostly sunny skies, 81.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? With Cape Air, direct flights to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare are affordable and convenient from Southeast Iowa Regional Airport in Burlington. Flights start at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare, and parking at the Burlington Airport is free. With Cape Air, your journey will be as enjoyable as your destination. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. The inflation-fueled sell-off on Wall Street continues. Inflation at the wholesale level rose 11% in April as producer prices keep accelerating. The PPI, Producer Price Index, measures the cost to manufacture goods. These increases often eventually hit the consumer. 203,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, slightly higher than the week before, but that is low. A normal pre-pandemic week would be about 250,000. The total number of Americans collecting some sort of unemployment benefit right now has hit a fresh record low, reaching back to 1970. As of this morning, the FANG stocks are all in bear market territory, down at least 20% from recent all-time highs. These include Facebook parent Meta, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel free. Text radio to 64,000.
The annual Bid on Burlington auction is back. Preview items at bidonburlington.com starting May 16th. The auction goes live on May 23rd. Go online to bidonburlington.com to see all the great merchandise and services local businesses are offering for sale. Check back often. New items will be popping up daily. If you haven't registered yet, you still have time before the auction goes live on May 23rd. Bidonburlington.com features products and services from local merchants, including Nick's Cycling and Fitness, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, The So-and-So Shop, The Furniture Store in Burlington, Sea Sky Boutique, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, Black Tie Transportation, Flint Hills Golf, Nature's Corner, 4B Tack and More, Style 42, Munt Musical Instruments, Derby's Furniture Company, Sub Arena Sandwich Shop, The Vintage Raven on Jefferson, and more. Register now. The auction goes live May 23rd. BidOnBurlington.com, brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting and some of your favorite local merchants.
Do you have osteoporosis? DEXA knows. A DEXA scan uses low-dose x-rays to detect bone loss. It helps predict the risk for fractures, especially hip fractures. A DEXA scan is recommended for all women age 65 and older. It can be beneficial for younger women who have risk factors for osteoporosis. Ask your healthcare provider about ordering a DEXA scan at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison, West Burlington, or the Keokuk Clinic. Visit greatriverhealth.org for more information.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today in this steamy, steamy May day. I guess May can be anything. It seemed like we were in the cold and the wet for so long. And Colin, you said that you had a prediction. Your gut feeling said we were going to see a wet summer. Is that what you said? Hold on a second.
Well, there we go.
Yeah,
anyway. I said I feel like we're probably going to get a decent amount of rain this summer. Feels like I don't know.
You know,
I don't think any of us know.
Well, we've had that. We had a situation in 1993 and in 2008, we had a situation pretty similar where we had rain. It would be raining most of the time. I don't know if it was so much cool, but it was 93 particularly. It was hard to find a stretch of days where you didn't have at least one real heavy rainstorm and a lot of drizzle and a lot of smaller storms.
Yeah.
And that seemed, and it seemed that pattern just seemed to continue. We had the river go up in, we had a river surge higher in April,
mm-hmm.
but then it kind of settled back down, and then we had it back up a little bit close to flood stage or above on in May, and then June and July, it was July. It was both, in 2008, 2008, it was June.
Yeah.
June where everything hit, and that was basically put a lot of businesses out of business because the water was just so high, and it went so deep.
Mm-hmm.
It knocked the post office out.
Yeah.
And John Billups' business got washed. Yeah, it was pretty terrible. And took Gulfport and Oakville, pretty much wiped him out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. They don't use the term 100-year or 500-year floods much anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
Because they were, well, when the first one in 93, they called it a 500-year flood. Well, yeah. Well, that doesn't mean it can only happen once every 500 years. It means we're a 100-year flood. It means you've got a 1% chance on any given year of having it happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a 1% chance of everything, of anything happening, it could happen at any time. You could have two back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's like putting money on a slot machine or putting money in a roulette wheel. It's not the fact that it's going to take that long, and the fact we also talked. Well, this is something else we talked. Let's face it, the development along the river has helped to increase river levels, hasn't it?
It has.
Because they don't dredge rivers anymore.
Nope.
Why don't they? Well, it's too expensive for one,
mm-hmm.
and there's too many potential things with ecology and so many different...
It's bad for the river.
Well, it's bad. We've got all of the sea life, but river life.
Yeah,
that lives under there, and you want to try and not disturb that either. So, it's been a darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Yeah.
We did say one thing yesterday, with our city council members in the back, is that the protection that we now have along the riverfront, the auditorium, pretty well is out of danger. The port building, pretty much out of danger. And it's a lot easier for them to put those panels up than it is to do those HESCO barriers.
Mm-hmm.
You were up in Davenport with the HESCO barriers when they all collapsed, weren't you?
I was. I was actually at that spot the day before it happened.
And your final...
it was a student film, yes.
I was shooting
a student film about flood plans, and one of the main crux of it was the technology of HESCO walls. And so I went out to all the main spots where all the HESCO walls were, or HESCO barrier, whatever you prefer, and I was just filming them. And I remember I was standing almost knee-deep in water with my tripod and my camera over my head.
And HESCO barriers, they are eventually going to fail.
Yes, and you have to buy new ones.
And they can only...
At the very least, the interior of the HESCO barrier is going to fail.
Because
the interior of them is basically just a cardboard box.
Well, if you have constant water pressure on them...
Yeah, and water damage.
And water damage, then...
The actual metal frames of the HESCO barriers, they'll last longer than the interior. Basically, it's a metal box with another box in it, and it's full of sand.
Yeah.
It's essentially a technologically advanced sandbag.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's designed. What did we do before HESCO barriers? We built
sandbags.
We
built sandbag walls.
And did they hold?
Usually no.
Usually no, right.
Well, I guess it depends on how many sandbags you had.
Well, I remember the call out for volunteers in 1993. We need more volunteers for sandbagging, and I believe the same thing pretty much in 2008. But that
Hesco wall has really changed. It really changed that.
Well, it did change.
It is a remarkable bit of technology, you have to admit.
It is, but it can only stay with water pressure against it so long.
And it's cheaper in the long run to have a permanent plan.
A permanent plan is going to work a whole lot better anyway. 319.
But there's also drawbacks to that, because if you're just putting up more and more walls, all you're doing is pushing it further downriver.
I know it. That's one of the big things that we've had people talk about, and the fact is that we've had people have said, the more development you have that goes in there, that means that you compress, basically.
It's like if you go back to Davenport, there's little to no flood walls on the Davenport side, but you look over at Moline, the flood walls are 10 feet high.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning. On the talk show, who do we have with us?
This is Dean, basically. About the strike, I agree with the strike, what they're doing. But also, we got to remember this, that ever since the 70s and 80s, we are changing into a service economy. I mean, you look at Burlington, it used to be the top fours were, if I got this right, GE, that now it's called someone else, that equipment of Case New Holland.
Okay.
And you also had the Burlington Northern Shops.
Right.
Now, today, the top four is the ones that made the cookies and crackers.
Shears.
The hospital.
Right.
And the school system.
You look at any city, usually the top employers are either hospitals or school systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We have, because our jobs went bye-bye overseas, but also you got technology now, where you don't need that many people in a factory on a farm no more.
Yeah.
It's just like you go to a store now, they have it where you do your own bagging.
Yeah.
And you just
self-checkout,
that
yes.
Way.
Self-checkout.
They're going that
They've
way.
Had that for a while.
Yeah. Self-checkout.
Yeah, one store, I won't mention the name, they have it there, and a lot of people don't want to use it, but... But that's technology. I mean, that's GE is gone. The railroad shops is gone. My dad used to work there. And Champion don't, if I'm right, Champion don't employ that many people anymore. You had the bottle factory, that's gone.
Yeah.
So, we're in change in the service economy. And Bob, I agree with you, people are right to protest, but if I had my way, they will be arrested. They should not be allowed. There's a law saying they're not allowed to protest at somebody's, at a judge's houses. But also, they went into churches and spray-painted them and went into services.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, these people don't respect religion, and they don't respect the light, and they hate God and they hate religion. And they want us to just shut up, but I tell you, I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to shut up my views about that.
Well, I don't think they hate Christians, because there are a number of Christian denominations, and Protestant denominations in particular, that say, you know what, they defend the women's right to choose. They also argue that that abortion should be an extremely limited.
But I think we can agree that there are certain boundaries that in terms of these protests that need to be respected.
I agree entirely on the Supreme Court thing. I think trying to basically harass judges at their homes.
You're not doing yourselves any favors.
You're creating more negative publicity on your side. That's what I'd say. Yeah.
Well, like I said before, and I keep on saying, you got technology now that proves that at 12 or 13 weeks, a baby can feel pain I think they should limit it to that. Let's say after 12, 13 weeks.
That'd be first trimester.
Like I said before.
And that's a law of a lot of places.
If you don't
want to
have
a lot of places, that's the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't want to have babies, then a young guy can get his tubes tied, and when he wants to, we can get them untied. Like I said, I know a friend that has three children. Enough is enough. And or you could get the morning after pill, or you got condoms. So I just think it's barbaric and it's outdated, but that's just me. So.
No, a lot of people agree. You know, you're not alone on that, Dean. That's something. And it's put it this way. We know it's a volatile subject, and we know it's one that gets emotions high.
And we know it's one that's very difficult to change anybody's mind.
And very difficult to change. Dean, appreciate your call today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You bet. I think we already said it. It was like,
issue that people are very set in their beliefs in, and it's very difficult to change hearts and minds.
And I think that it's something, you know, it's men making, what did somebody say? Men making laws that women have to live with. Our bodies ourselves.
Also, no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, you have to try and wrap your head around the other side.
Yeah, I mean, the thing
because otherwise, how can you reach a compromise?
There will be states the fact is, if it goes back entirely to the states, it'll be basically back to the same situation it was before Roe v. Wade. There weren't many states where it was legal. But
there will be states where it's protected.
There will be states where it's protected. And
I believe if one of the news stories I had, and
Illinois is one of those.
Illinois will be one of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, there will be some places that will have extremely harsh penalties for this. Others where there's no penalties at all. So I guess I suppose, to a degree, maybe that's the answer, and that's kind of what it was before. I think the fact we don't want to go back to the back alley back alley butchers.
I think as long as there are places where it is available and legal, that will be enough for most people.
I will have to guess. That would be my guess as well. We're going to take another break. We'll be back.
Now, kick it. The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Wait, what? And then I heard Draymond Green after the game when he was asked about the controversy surrounding the officials. Here's what he said.
It's kind of embarrassing for the game of basketball. What about beating your man? What about stopping your man? No one talked anything about schemes the last 2 days. It's all been about foul calls.
Yeah, actual basketball stuff was interesting. And how do we get to the point where Draymond Green became the voice of reason?
Doug Gottlieb.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Renewal by Anderson.
I'm Sam Hare with Renewal by Anderson. May's a great time to consider home improvements like replacing your windows. This past winter, you probably noticed your windows were drafty and inefficient. That's causing discomfort and higher energy bills for your home. It's time to do something about it. Our Fibrex composite window is the right choice to make a difference in your home. Twice as strong as vinyl, easy to operate and easy to maintain, Renewal by Anderson is the 2022 Energy Star Partner of the Year. Celebrating Memorial Day, our 31-day countdown sale is on. $350 off every window, $900 off every patio door, and no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Visit us at renewalbyanderson.com or at our showroom in Davenport.
Renewal by Anderson, we love our new windows.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The Chad Benson Show.
If you watch the news, you seem to think that every human being is aghast at what's taking place and that every woman is all about pro-choice. That's not true. It's 50-50, down the middle. But it's 100%, by and large, of people who are pissed off by the rising prices of everything. And that's not changing. Not anytime soon.
The Chad Benson Show. Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
What's the biggest problems facing Americans right now? Inflation, obviously. A falling market that doesn't kind of goes along with the inflation. Let's see. What else is happening? Supply chain is still struggling to try to catch up.
And mostly due to the fact they can't hire anybody to do these jobs.
Well, the other thing is you've
got... And now to hire anybody to do, you have to offer ridiculous benefits.
And, well, you've also got...
Biggest example, look at all the new benefits they're offering CDL drivers.
Well, of course they are, because you don't have... We lost 50,000 drivers or 75,000 drivers during the pandemic. Okay, we didn't lose them. They didn't all die. What happened is they decided, hey, there's
to do
nothing,
something else.
They decided to
they
do
something
else.
They found
something
they enjoy more and can make just as much money
and
doing.
And that's basically what they
and
did.
And it goes back to the old adage, I will say it. I will shout it from the mountaintop. Nobody really likes to do crappy work for crappy pay.
Well, now, drivers don't necessarily, weren't necessarily crappily paid, and I think the fact, but it's relative, isn't it? The fact, the other...
It's very relative.
Well, and the biggest, well, how'd you like, if you're...
I see trucking as very, like a lot of jobs, very thankless work.
Well, let's put it this way. What does everything come in on? It comes in on a truck, doesn't it, pretty much?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
There are other things that come in on different methods.
I know. There are trains and things like that.
Trains, boats, airplanes.
Well, the boats come across the sea.
Trains, planes, and automobiles, if you will.
From a standpoint of being able to do something, let's face it, the price of diesel fuel right now is nationwide at $5.85 a gallon.
Yeah.
It was down in the $2 range a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Price of gas here. Well, we're up over about $4.10 right now, if I'm right.
I've seen places it's $4.10. I've seen places where it's still $3.99. I've seen...
Yeah. But frankly, it's about $2. It's about double where it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, or 2 years ago, particularly.
I believe the national average is $1.36 difference.
Yeah. That
is the national average.
Well, and it continued, but the national average, frankly, it's going to vary.
It's
depending
still a pretty good
are.
Gauge of where we are right now.
Yeah, and the more you pay for fuel, the more you pay for the more expensive it is to put diesel fuel into a truck, the more expensive it's going to be to deliver anything.
So the key to everything right now, economic wise, is lowering the price of gas.
Well, lowering the price of gas is a big one, and. What's the cause of the gas price increases? What's
part of it's inflation?
Part of it's inflation. What's the other part of it? Yeah, you know what it is. It's the fact that you've got oil companies will do anything they can. They will always react anything where anything is somewhat suspect or unstable. Instantly goes the price of gas higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that sends the price of a barrel of oil higher mm-hmm. as well. So, I mean, because it's speculation all mm-hmm. of a sudden. And so during the pandemic, hardly anybody drove.
Yeah.
And now we've got...
And thus the price of gas went down because no one was using it.
And all the rental car companies sold their fleets. Now then all of a sudden, okay, and now they want them back. Only they got to pay a lot more to get them back. Anyway, it is Thursday, and again, want to thank you for listening today. And again, have a great Thursday and stay. By the way, this is
stay cool.
Stay cool. This is we have a heat advisory till 9 p.m.
Also,
sultry.
PSA: don't leave your dogs or children in
by all
means. Locked and closed cars.
Do not.
Don't do that.
And don't think that if you got the window open, you're going to be keeping it. No, it doesn't work that way. Drive carefully and be careful.